This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast. This is the third in my customer segmentation series. So we talked about segmenting people by age, by circumstance. You know, I gave the example of a divorcing couple, 22 years old, no assets, no children, no nothing, versus 55 years old, self-employed, long-term marriage, substantial assets, kids under 18. And the question was, which kind of client would you want? Which kind of client can pay more? Which kind of client's case is more interesting? Which kind of client's case keeps you in business and makes you successful? So that was the first type of segmentation. Second segment, ethnicity. There are many attorneys I've spoken to that are getting clients in the Chinese community, in the Asian community, in the Hispanic community, in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community. These are all valid communities that have their own identity that people, for the most part, don't cater to. And we can get a lot of great clients in, especially, you know, certain communities are just really well known for respecting lawyers more than, let's say, your average American would, for having more money to be able to pay them, etc. Now I want to come to the third type of segmentation. All right, so the third type of segmentation happens when a potential client contacts your firm. Here's how it can happen. So if there's, even if there's just you, the solo attorney, segmentation can still happen, so long as you at least have an admin. This works even better if there's more than one attorney in your firm. So two or more, I'm going to give the example. And then I'm also going to extrapolate it for attorneys that have just an admin, possibly even attorneys that have no ad that are true solos. So two or more attorneys, a call comes in. I'm going to say it for DUI. I'll use that example. Okay. So a person calls in, the secretary, instead of saying, you know, law office, so-and-so is not in, please hold, whatever it is, or direct transfer to the attorney, they must have a script, and the script will segment. And here's how it works. Person calls in, you know, law office of ABC, this is Mary, how may I help you? The person says, oh, I had a DUI, you know, I'm looking for help, do you handle stuff like that, etc. I'm sorry to hear that, that sounds terrible. Let me just ask you a couple quick questions, and I want to ask you so I can route you to the right person that could best help you. Is that okay? The person almost always will say, yeah, sure. And ask, you know, have the secretary ask a series of questions, nothing crazy, but have a little script here. You know, is this a first-time DUI or a second or a third? You know, first. Okay. Did the officers ask for your blood alcohol level? Did they get it at the scene? Did they do a blood test, etc.? You know, yes, my BAC was 0.3. Did they make you do a field sobriety test? Did they ask you to touch your nose and walk a straight line? And did they do this? Did they do that? You know, you ask five or six different questions. Do you have a commercial license? Are you in the military? So you ask these questions, right? Then the secretary can say, okay, I've got two possibilities for you. I hear about your case. I hear you. We've got two attorneys. We've got attorney A and attorney B. Now, attorney A, that's our most experienced attorney. He or she has had a ton of experience, some cases that are surprisingly similar to yours. You know, they're not the cheapest. I'm just going to let you know that. But out of the two we have, they are the most experienced. They've been in trial a lot. Excellent, excellent attorney. Very good with people. I think you'll really get along with this person and you can speak to them. The other alternative is attorney B. Also excellent. Not quite as many years. 13 versus 25 years. Handles a lot of great cases. Doesn't charge as much, but still excellent representation. Also very good with people. Based on your situation, which attorney do you think would be best for you to speak to? And the person can now say, okay, I'll speak to attorney A or I'll speak to attorney B. The person is self-selecting. They're segmenting themselves based on their perception of their case, how severe it is, how much money they have, and if they want the best or not. So what does this do? This allows attorney A in your firm to charge more because they've already been told that that person charges more. So if you charge $3,000, let's say, for a DUI, and this goes for all practice areas, so don't think it doesn't work for you, it does. Attorney A charges more. So you get on the phone with this person, the person already knows and is prepared that you charge more. The person's already been told that you have more experience. The person's already been told that you're good with people on the phone. So when you answer that phone, you're happy, you're welcoming. Thank you so much for calling. Let me speak to my secretary for 2 seconds. I want to get the answers to the questions that you gave her, so I'm prepared. You know, hold on just 1 second. Get the answers. Okay, I see A, B, C, D, E, F, G is your situation. Great. I have a few more questions for you about it. Let's talk. Now you're going to get a much better interaction with this person. You're not going to get a tire kicker. You're going to get much better compliance because you've been positioned as the expert to this person calling on the phone. Let's say the call goes to attorney B. Well, actually, let me back up. Let's say, again, you're the senior person at the firm and you only want to take the good cases and you want to get more for your cases versus attorney B, your junior associate, or your other partner that's not even, let's say, a specialist like you are. This is a way to do that. This is a way to filter and really work on the best stuff to segment your customers. And they're doing it partially themselves by this method. So let me return now. So let's say you're attorney B. Nothing wrong with it, but attorney B is going to be told, you know, the person that's calling is told that this attorney doesn't charge as much, but they're still excellent, they're still experienced, etc. They'll still go through the same way of intaking that client, of talking to him on the phone. They'll talk to the secretary. They'll say, oh, I see the questions here, go over them, etc. And they'll still experience better clients that are less price resistant and will pay. If you get to the point of price resistance with this person, you could say, well, we do have attorney A, but, you know, frankly, he charges quite a bit more even than I do. So I think based on your situation, you know, I can help you here. But again, this positioning, this segmentation is fantastic. It'll really relieve a lot of, again, the junk clients that call. It'll help filter them out. It'll help segment. So I highly, highly, highly recommend you do this. What if you do personal injury, you may ask me? We can't charge anymore. Our fees are mandated. That's okay. The positioning will still work. The segmentation will still work. You can't say that so-and-so charges more because it's free. It's just contingency. But you can talk about person A versus person B's experience and that they're good with people and they've had a lot of fantastic results with similar issues in the past. You can say those generalities, and that's all calming and welcoming and positioning and a good thing for you. This works, again, for any practice area. So now, what if it's just you and a secretary? Well, the secretary doesn't have to say you have choice A or B, but they can still position you. They can still segment. They can still say, you know, attorney X is not the cheapest in the world, but I worked with him for a long time. He's handled a lot of tough cases, ones that are pretty similar to yours. Not saying yours is tough or not, but he's handled a lot of important cases, or she's handled them. Very good with people on the phone. I think you're going to really get a lot out of talking to this person. Are you ready for me to transfer you? So that's if you're the only one and you just have a secretary, how you can still position yourself. Now, what if you're solo? You have no secretary, you answer your own phones. You can still emulate this process. You can still say to the person, I am attorney so-and-so, and the person can say to you, well, how much do you charge? Or they can say, oh, I have a DUI, or I'm facing divorce, or whatever it is. And you can still say to them, I'll be glad to answer your questions. If you don't mind, I've got a few of my own, and I ask them because it helps me get a quick feel for your situation, and then I can tell you the right thing instead of maybe guiding you the wrong way. So just let me ask you these 4 or 5 questions, and then I can answer all yours, no problem. Is that fair? And the person usually will say yes, unless they're a real pain in the ass, and then they'll just keep asking you for price, and they're not a good client anyway, you know that. So you can still do this positioning, even though it's you doing it. So you can ask questions about the case, they can answer them, and then you can still say at the end, okay, well, based on your situation, what you're telling me, I can tell you a couple things. I've handled a lot of cases that are pretty similar to yours in the past, and we've had good results on many of them. I can't tell you good results all the time. It's not legal for me to do that. But I can tell you that your situation is not alien to me. I've had a lot of experience with it, very specifically. And again, we've had a lot of good outcomes for clients. Based on your situation, your case, if you went to someone that just went and pled you guilty, or if you just went to someone that just wanted to settle it and wanted to put it in the minimum amount of work, they would probably charge you about this amount. And you give an amount that's lower than what you charge, you know, a real lowball amount that you know other attorneys out there are giving, the real, you know, crappy ones. Then you can say, if you wanted to go to someone instead, that really would go to the wall. They'd give expert opinions. They would hire experts. They would go to court for you unlimited times, 10, 20, 30 times. They would file motions and appeals, and they would do everything they could to get this case to the finish line, no matter what it took. Well, now you're looking at paying this amount, and you put it way higher than your amount. So I'm just going to say, let's say you charge $5,000 for a case. The first one you may charge is $1,000. Then you may say $20,000. Now you could say, the good thing is, I come a little bit low of middle on these pricings. So again, high of $20,000, low of $1,000. I'm not even close to either of those, but here's what I can do. I come in just at under $5,000, and I do this for your case. And frankly, it needs it because of the complexity of your case. So that's a good way to position your price and yourself still as an expert and give people a lay of the land and do some segmentation again before they even say yes or no to you. So these are the scenarios and the third way in which you can do segmentation of clients and make your life better and happier and deal with better clients. So I encourage you to listen to this audio a couple times if needs be. You know, forgive my stumbles and bumbles. But these are three ways in which we help and have helped attorneys like you to improve their practice and keep their sanity and all those good things. If you want to do this yourself, wonderful. If you need help doing it, call us. 888-225-8594, or you can go to speakeasymarketinginc.com. Inc is I-N-C, as in incorporated. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.